You're listening to SBS News.
The opposition has dumped a multi-million dollar program which pumped money into swimming pools located in marginal coalition seats as sports rorts on steroids. It comes just days after the so-called sports rorts scandal that cost the ministerial career of former Deputy Nationals leader Bridget McKenzie. The multi-million dollar female sports program did not involve applications or a tender process, and the vast majority of funding went to 11 swimming pools in coalition seats ahead of the 2019 federal election. A spokesman for Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the scheme delivered on commitments made during the election, with funding and contractual arrangements still being finalised with program participants. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the government has questions to answer.
This is sports rorts on steroids again. The fact is that what we've seen here is a program with no guidelines, $150 million of taxpayers' money abused for political purposes, where the only guidelines were the electoral map and the political interests of the government.
The end of the week in politics has also seen Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce reportedly warn Scott Morrison against promoting those who back the Nationals leader Michael McCormack. One newspaper is reporting Mr. Joyce made the suggestion to the Prime Minister on Thursday as part of his cabinet reshuffle after the Nationals leadership challenge. Mr. Joyce failed to defeat Mr. McCormack in a leadership vote, but reportedly told Mr. Morrison about his supporters holding the balance of power in the lower house. But Cabinet Minister Matthias Cormann has downplayed the threat.
I mean, I'm convinced that Barnaby will continue, as he has for a long time, to play a constructive and important role as part of a strong and united Liberal National Coalition team. You know, ultimately, the lineup of National Party ministers is a matter for the leader of the National Party, and you know, obviously, Michael McCormack was re-endorsed by his party room as the leader of the Nationals earlier in the week. We completely respect that that is a matter for them, in the same way as the leadership and the lineup of the Liberal Party is a matter for our party room.
Labor says the division is holding the country back, urging the government to direct its attention and increase its response to the bushfire recovery effort.
The coalition are divided. They're incapable of providing the sort of leadership that this nation needs. One of the reasons why we have a complacent and arrogant government sitting there doing nothing is that they're internally constrained on the economy, on wages, on climate change, on energy, on so many issues. We simply don't get leadership and a response from this government. We get a "she'll be right, mate" approach.
But the government has defended its response, saying it's allocated money to affected states for recovery efforts. Speaking to Channel 9, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is urging Australians to do their bit by visiting affected communities and supporting their economies.
Those people, frankly, are putting themselves in a difficult situation. They would find it very hard to get back to Australia in certain circumstances, and you can't guarantee their return, particularly if China shuts its borders.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.